everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Today is the second part in our series of interviewing two people from Catholic Community Services. Yesterday, we had on the show Aidan Batar, who is the director of the Refugee Resettlement and Immigration Program for Catholic Community Services. If you missed that episode, feel free to check it out on our website. It's archived there. Today, we have another special guest from Catholic Community Services that I'd like to welcome onto the show. But before I do that, I wanted to start off with a quote from President Monson from an article in The Ensign, November 2009, entitled, "What Have I Done for Someone Today?" And this is what he says: "We become so caught up in the busyness of our lives. Were we to step back, however, and take a good look at what we're doing, we may find that we have immersed ourselves in the thick of thin things. In other words, too often we spend most of our time taking care of things which do not really matter much at all, in the grand scheme of things, neglecting those more important causes." What are those more important causes we can become involved in? We have one example we'd like to share with you today. We have a special guest here in the studio today. I'd like to welcome Dennis Kelsch, who is the director of Basic Needs Services for Catholic Community Services. Now, Catholic Community Services, a good way to describe it is the social service arm of the Catholic Diocese here in Salt Lake City. Dennis, welcome. We are so glad to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Now, tell us about Catholic Community Services. I know that within Catholic Community Services is the group that you're responsible for, which is Basic Needs Services. Tell us what that includes and what that involves.
Okay. Basic Needs Services is basically the assistance that we offer at our facility at Second South and Rio Grande Street, and that involves the St. Vincent de Paul Dining Room. The St. Vincent de Paul Dining Room at that location and others has been serving meals to homeless people or really to anyone who walks through the door for well over 30 years. So it's been a well-established ministry in the city. Right now, we are serving two meals a day. We had been doing lunch meal for years, and then a year and a half ago, we also started serving an evening meal. And we serve approximately 700 trays each day at the lunch meal and 700 trays at the evening meal. The numbers just seem to keep growing. And anyone can walk in. They can take as many trays as they want, as long as they behave themselves and are orderly and pick up a tray and take it back to the dish room. They can eat as often as they want. We serve for an hour and a half during the weekday from 11:30 to 1 and at evening 5 to 6 o'clock in that building. The building in the winter is also used for an overflow shelter for the road home shelter across the street. And when they screen their clients to come in at night during the winter, those who are inebriated and might be a problem for the dorm area, they come and sleep on the floor of our dining room. The road home staffs it, takes care of it, monitors the clients. They get up in the morning at 6, they put them out, we take over and get set up for lunch. It's a big thing, 1,200-1,300 trays a day. There's probably 1,000 people a day who come on the property. So it takes a lot of work. There's a lot of people involved. The Bishop Wiegand Homeless Resource Center, which is a building in the back of the property that not that many people are aware of, or even the service perhaps, is a resource facility for homeless people. It does not have an overnight accommodations. It opens in the morning at 7 o'clock when the road home closes, the shelter across the street closes. We open, so there's a place for homeless to go if it's cold or it's hot. They can come in there and they can just, you know, buy their time. We show tapes on a big screen TV, but they can get showers every day. They can have their laundry done. They can get used, gently used clothing that people donate. They can get haircuts once a week. We have a gentleman that's been doing this for over 15, 18 years, coming on his day off on Monday and giving haircuts to clients. We have a computer lab upstairs with, I believe, there's 16 computers now that they can use. They can do job searches. They can do resumes. A lot of them connect up with family. We had a young gal, about 19, who had kind of run away from home through Facebook. She had gotten together and said, "I'm going back home." So they can use that computer lab. This is all free. This is all free service. The laundry we do charge a dollar for a load, so there is a charge for that. We have a storage area. One of the problems with homeless is you have to drag your stuff along with you on the street wherever you go, everything you have. And so to help them out, we have a storage area that they can use for like 2 weeks at a time. Put their stuff in there and we have them sign it all out. Then we have a client advocate there, and her sole job is to do whatever clients need her to do. For example, one day I stuck my head in her office door. She had a gentleman there who had lost all his ID, and he was trying to get a check out of his bank account to pay a bill.
Oh, wow.
And the bank wouldn't let him because he had no ID. And so she was on the phone with the bank manager trying to make that connection to help him get money to pay his bill. In fact, it was his rent, and he was going to be evicted if he didn't get it paid. It's just those kinds of things. She works on getting people housing. She tries to connect them up with services. She is just amazing. She does a great job with just getting resources for homeless people.
So you mentioned that you serve about 1,300 trays of food a day. That is a huge number. You don't really realize that there are that many people that are homeless on the streets here in Salt Lake City.
A lot of people who come to volunteer, and of course, as you can imagine, we have a very small staff, and we use well over 1,000 volunteers every month. They have varied reactions, and a lot of it is just that, you know, they're awestruck by the fact that here in Salt Lake City, where we think, you know, people are doing pretty well in general, there are so many people, maybe 500 people approximately every meal, that come there who have to eat at a soup kitchen, many of whom have no place to live. Now, there are a few who live in low-income places who feel they can save some money, but most of the people who walk in there are homeless. Yes, it is kind of amazing that there's that many people around.
You mentioned that your staff is small. How do you staff that?
We have two full-time cooks in the dining room. They work a full day. They start the evening meal. They get the pot going with the soup. And then midway through the day, a part-time person comes in to finish off the meal, complete the soup, get all the drinks and desserts out, greet the volunteers, serve the meal, and then clean up the kitchen afterwards. And we have, in the dining room itself, we have three full-time staff people at lunch and one person in the evening staff person who kind of make sure things are set up, make sure people behave themselves and things go as they should. Because the numbers are increasing in the evening, we're looking to hire possibly another one or two staff people for the evening meal.
How do you coordinate those signups for outside groups to help?
We have a full-time volunteer coordinator, and she schedules groups. For example, I know there's on a regular basis during the week, there's an LDS group that comes in from 3 to 5, and they either make sandwiches for the evening meal if there's a need, or they prepare the fruits or vegetables for the following day. I know there's many LDS groups and other church groups. We have every denomination in town comes who serve on weekends. They serve. There's groups that come on Saturdays. Usually those groups are bigger because they obviously aren't working and they have more time to come. But we have a volunteer coordinator. We have an LDS person who has volunteered his time just to come and help coordinate with any of the LDS wards and groups like that who, you know, might miss scheduling in some way. But he comes and makes phone calls and emails and sets up groups along with our full-time coordinator and a part of our staff.
If someone was not in a particular religious denomination, for example, or didn't have a sign up at church, how could they become involved?
If it's an individual, or maybe even two people, who just mm-hmm. would decide they would like to come down and try it out, see what it's like, see what we do, they are welcome. During the week, Monday through Friday, it's if they could come at 11:15, they don't need to even call ahead or anything. Now, there are groups, and I warn people that sometimes these groups become territorial. That's their day. Tuesday's our day, you know, and what are these two people doing here? But again, we handle that pretty well. If there's more than two people, they really need to call our volunteer coordinator, whose name and number I'll give you in a minute here. But all I need to do is show up about 15 minutes before the meal. Mm-hmm. We'll have them sign in because our grants always ask about how many volunteer hours. So we ask them to sign in. In the evening, if they come about 4:45, we'll give them an apron and sign them up and help. And they can help serve or they can be in the dining room. Like we wipe down tables when people are finished. We carry trays to the dish room, things of that nature. So anyone can show up if it's one or two. The evening meal is frequently where we need help the most. The mm-hmm. noon meal has been running for so long, it's kind of like clockwork. The same groups come and all that. Evening meal is newer. We're still kind of getting adjusted, and that's kind of up and down, especially in the summer where people take off on vacations and do things. We frequently have sometimes no group, and you just have to deal with that. You know, we try to just garner some help from the area. But our volunteer coordinator's name is Monica, and all they have to do is call the following number, 801 428 1366 and just tell her they would like to volunteer some time. That's her direct phone, and she'll set them up with a day that hopefully is convenient for them to come and help out. But we're glad to have volunteers.
Is there anything else we could know about as far as how we could help or services that you need or ways to donate?
We'll always take donations, and we especially can use adult clothing, primarily men's, but the number of women is growing over the years, so we do use adult men's and women's clothing. We do not have the room, the facility to put children's clothing and infants' clothing, and a lot of those things we have to give to other resources. Obviously, if people want to donate money, we're always happy to get people to donate money for our programs. It's always difficult to make ends meet. So a donation to the evening meal, to the lunch meal, doesn't make any difference. We're always glad to have that.
If someone wanted to donate men's clothing, for example, how would you go about doing that?
They would just bring them down to St. Vincent de Paul Center at 437 West, 200 South. We're right across the street from the Gateway Shopping Center. Between 8 and 4 weekdays, and just come to the door right close to Second South, and we will take your donation, give you a receipt.
Sounds easy enough.
Simple.
Not too difficult. That's wonderful.
We also have, I might add, a refugee program, and we take used furniture. We actually have a truck and two gentlemen who will pick up used furniture at your house, and that will go toward the refugee program. So when refugee families come in, it'll help get them set up in apartments with couches or chairs, tables, those kinds of things. Useful articles, not so much entertainment centers, but tables, chairs, couches, those kinds of things.
That's great to know about. If someone wanted to donate chairs or a table or a couch or something, would they just call the...
They can call
the homeless shelter
and our facility, and the number is 363-7710 and dial extension 1418, and the person there can set them up with a scheduled time. Pickup are usually about a week and a half to 2 weeks out from picking up.
That's wonderful. There are so many ways to contribute. Anything else we should know about?
You know, you hear about programs until you come and see and experience, especially the homeless in that dining room. And again, I don't want to make them, like as if they run some kind of a cage in a zoo that we would go look at. But I just think it touches the heart to see all these people come through that line and to see there's so many and to see the state of some of them that they're in. It certainly makes you thankful for the blessings that God has given you. And I think for most of us, it also opens the heart to say, I need to do more for people. I just can't be content with what I'm doing here when you see that the need is so great.
That's wonderfully said. Thank you. Okay. Well, Dennis, thank you for joining us today. We sure appreciate you taking the time coming on to the Mormon Channel.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
You're very welcome. I'm glad you invited me.
Anytime. Okay. Thank
great.
You.
Okay, good.
Thank you for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. Or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The song of the day we'd like to close with today is entitled He'll Answer Back, featuring Catherine Papworth. Thanks again for being with us. Have a great day.
And I don't know what I should do. I feel his love burn like a lantern, and he leads me to the truth.